I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I have a feeling, Dave, because of COVID-19, this holiday season might not be so
silent night, holy night.
I think there's probably going to be a few.
You think there's going to be some atomic elbows thrown?
Here, okay, listen to this new study. Okay, this new survey that's out. 2 out of 3 people feel they can't go home for the holidays without getting vaccinated first.
That you will be persona non grata. Like, welcome, drop off the sweet potatoes, and leave.
Or you could sit outside on the stoop. And then they call it the stoop. So, Dave, my question to you, are you going to boot family members from turkey dinner if they aren't vaccinated?
It's time for Dave and Debbie Differ.
You are a child's plaything.
You are a sad, strange little man.
They differ daily.
What's your answer over there, Noriega?
Am I going to boot family members if they're not vaccinated?
Have you even talked about this?
No.
Really?
Because we would never do that. Like, that would never...
You wouldn't discriminate?
That would never happen. First of all, I'm vaccinated, so why do I care if someone else is not vaccinated?
I got a breakthrough case. I'm vaccinated. I got a breakthrough case. 2 weeks, 11 days of that 2 weeks, I was quarantined. I did not feel good at all. No, thank you. I do not want another breakthrough case.
I don't want a breakthrough case either. What I really don't want, even more than a breakthrough case, I don't want to ruin a relationship. And that's my fear. My fear is, even though I want people to be vaccinated, even though I'm vaccinated myself, I would be so afraid to ruin a relationship over it that I wouldn't cross that line. That's their decision. That's their personal decision to make. And if I'm going to tell a person they are not welcome in my house, holy cow.
I must not have a soul. I must not have a soul.
Finally, I've been telling you that for years.
Can we put a want ad out for Debbie's soul? Because I do not care one bit about ruining relationships over catching COVID.
If it was your son.
I've got my triangle of
friends. If it was your daughter.
But it's not.
But if it were.
It's not. It's none of the above. And outside of those three, and of course, family members, but we're all vaccinated. Now, if you want to come bebopping in my house with the, you know, sweet potato casserole missing the marshmallows, fine. But you come in, I'd be disappointed in you, but fine. But you come in without a vaccine. No.
Hold on. You qualified it, though. Did you even notice you did it?
No,
you qualified it. You're like, if my second cousin once removed on my grandmother's side showed up unvaccinated, I would say no. But what if it was your daughter?
No,
what if it was your son? What if it was your mom or dad? You're telling me you would...
I'd say we can't.
You would put the stop sign up and send them packing?
My job's so important to me, David. My job is so important.
It shouldn't be that
important.
I don't
want to get sick. No, I mean it. I would feel uncomfortable in close quarters. You know, everybody gathers in the kitchen. No matter how, you could have a 10,000 square foot home, and they're all standing right there in the kitchen breathing on you.
Yeah.
So I want to go over this survey, though. So obviously we differ, and we're going to take phone calls in 5 minutes. Team Deb is Team No Soul. What are you calling your team today, Dave?
I still love my family. Team, I still love my family versus Team No Soul.
I just found this survey, this 2,000 residents across the United States, just so intriguing. As we get into the holidays, people are feeling an uncomfortable, a little uncomfy with the idea of going to gatherings with people who aren't vaccinated. So, okay, we just said, we just argued about this number. 2 in 3 folks feel they can't go home for the holidays without getting vaccinated first. It's probably some pressure from grandma, grandpa, mom, and dad. Then of the 65% of people they surveyed who are fully vaccinated, listen to this, 6 in 10 said they've cut off family who refused to get the vaccine. So there's more Debbies with no souls out there.
Cut off family.
Yeah,
cut off family. If there's a more terrifying statement than cut off family.
You know, I mean, the survey doesn't delve into this, but this definitely has to be like the second cousin twice removed who's taken to Facebook, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You want to block on Facebook. Great. This is probably not your great grandma you've cut off.
Well, and that's where I think we've got to be careful with some of our conversations, right? I mean, like if we're really making people feel not welcome during the holidays. The holidays, though many people love them, they celebrate them, I love the holidays. There's a lot of people that hate and dread the holidays.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't want to, you mean isolation?
The isolation, yeah. the feeling of not being included. And then you throw this on top of it. Mm-hmm. Someone that's already struggling, that already feels blue during the holidays. And now you are telling them, you are not welcome in my house.
Wow.
Yikes.
You just took Team Debbie and just ground my take right in to the dirt. 63% said they don't feel comfortable inviting unvaccinated family members over for the holidays. And then in the survey as well, 72% of vaccinated people say they don't think they can convince their family members the vaccine is a good thing. So there's some real struggles out there. I mean, it's just not the, you know, Thanksgiving dinner of the old days where everybody, you know, argued about, you know, who gets what after grandma dies, you know, right? No, this is just taking the, you know, nasty family arguments that already break out through the holidays to a new level.
Well, and it's difficult because this is not an insignificant amount of people.
It's a lot.
This is 25% of Utah. 25% of eligible Utahns have not been vaccinated. So 1 in 4 people on average, mm-hmm. 1 in 4 people of your family members are not vaccinated. Hmm. So the chance that this is affecting you in your Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, maybe I come at it from a different angle, Dave, and with a bias because I caught the breakthrough case. So maybe my sensitivity to it, I wouldn't be in the same position if I hadn't caught it, or if we were talking about this 6 weeks ago before I went and got the nasal swab that said, yeah, it's detected, yeah, you're positive, and then I went straight to bed for 2 weeks. So straight ahead, are you on Team Deb? No soul. Going to uninvite family members who aren't vaccinated to Thanksgiving dinner? Or are you on Team Dave?
I love family still.
801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Pick a team. Give us a call.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Except for at my house.
Everywhere you go.
It'll be Christmas without a soul.
Take a look at the fire.
Because I just divulged that I would struggle inviting family members to my house this Christmas if they weren't vaccinated. In fact, Two out of three people in this recent survey of 2,000 Americans, Dave, say they can't go home for the holidays without getting vaccinated first, or they feel they can't go home without getting vaccinated first.
And this is a tough one for me because I think if you turn away a family member and say, you're not welcome in my house, that has the potential of ruining a relationship, ruining it. And that terrifies me.
I'm okay with that. It could be because I'm a decade older than you, my friend. And at some point in your life, you just look at things a lot differently. And then maybe it's also because I had COVID. I had a breakthrough case of COVID, recovered after 14 days on quarantine, felt really ill for 11 of those days. And I would just struggle to think somebody in my family could pass it if they weren't vaccinated to somebody else in my family who was vaccinated. All right, got lots of calls. We want to find out if you're on Team Deb. It's the team without a soul. And Team Dave is?
I still love my family.
801-575-TALK. Amy from Murray. Whose side you on?
Yes. Hey, I want to reframe this. I don't think we don't have a soul. I'm on the no soul team. And Dave, I see where you're coming from, but why is this so black and white? Why can't there be some compromise? Why isn't a Zoom Thanksgiving then like just as good to kind of get us through and unite as
Love
a community
it.
And protect our vulnerable population and our hospitals that are so overrun? Like, I could totally get COVID and probably not even know it. You know, like, my immune system's pretty healthy, not at high risk, you know, but I've got kids who I can't get vaccinated because they're too young. I have an 84-year-old grandmother without a working lung, and man, the buck stops here. I'm going to do everything I can to not spread this virus to someone else who could lose a loved one from it. And that doesn't mean I can guarantee it, but at least I want to say I did my part.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Amy. I think one of the difficult things, or at least in my own brain, I'm vaccinated. I feel protected. So if you're not vaccinated, I don't feel like I'm in danger. And if I have young ones, if I have a vulnerable grandparent or something, well, maybe they stay home, you know, until they're comfortable.
Wah, wah, wah.
But I just cannot imagine turning someone away.
Glenn in Farmington, you on Team Deb or Team Dave?
Team Deb,
Ooh.
Without a question.
Why?
You know, my kids didn't come and my grandkids didn't come just because I had the COVID shot and I got the booster shot. Doesn't mean there's still cases where you can get infected. Granted, you're not as sick, but you still get infected. I care about the other people I associate with. I care if they don't want a shot, that's fine. Don't come see me. But if you really care about your neighbors and people around you, you get the shot. It's not a big deal.
Well, Glenn, I truly don't believe it's a... It's hard for me to frame it in such simple terms of you don't care about people by not getting vaccinated. I mean, I don't think it comes from a bad place, people that have chosen not to be vaccinated. I think they're genuinely concerned. They have concerns, right? I may not agree with those concerns, but I think it comes from a good place, largely.
Bryce from Springville, hold the line for just a minute, and I'm going to ask you, Dave. I'm just going to make up a name here. I don't know if you have like an Uncle
Francisco.
Uncle Francisco. Thank you. I had to drew a blank. But what if Uncle Francisco showed up and he wasn't vaccinated and you knew he wasn't and he was sitting right next to your son who just became eligible for his first shot of the vaccine at the dinner table? Do you move Uncle Francisco to the picnic table
No.
at the corner of the yard? Or is he allowed to sit right there?
No, absolutely. He can sit right here because I allow him to go to school every single day.
Ah, okay.
And he's constantly sitting next to people that are unvaccinated. So does that change?
Doesn't change if it's in your house.
No.
Okay. Bryce from Springville, Team Deb or Team Dave?
I'm with Team Dave.
We
all care about people differently. And, you know, we have scripture over scripture where Jesus ministered to the sick and it says that I was in prison. You visited me when I was sick. You ministered unto me. And, the whole life of caring and showing love and bringing people together. I get it. If you're sick and dying, not filming, and you're out in cold sweats or you sweat, you know, you just say you can't make it. But if you're generally healthy and you got a smile on your face, you're welcome. We love you. And let's roll on. And challenges were meant to overcome as a family. I would hate to be cast out, so to speak. I'm vaccinated. It's not a big deal in my life, but I'm with Team
Dave.
Team Dave.
I couldn't say. I know you're not. You are cast out. Get the heck out. You are.
You're not welcome in my home.
That's a cold, hard message, and that's the way I see it. Go ahead,
Bryce. I appreciate the phone call. And I agree with it. But I do think there it's so easy to make a black and white decision, right, and turn it into this black and white decision you have to make. I would wonder, Deb, would it change your thought if they got a negative test, if they went and got tested?
Absolutely.
And then if they kind of that same compromise,
instead
right?
Instead of the OSHA mandate, it's the Deb mandate.
Yeah,
you can either get the shot or you can get the test. It does change my point of view.
I think that would be reasonable, and I agree with you. I think it would be reasonable to say, "Hey, folks, it's my big gathering. I don't want this. I want to keep everyone safe. We because the tests are free. You know, you and I have gotten several tests over the last couple of weeks because you know you were sick."
Say it.
I was totally fine.
Because of me.
but it was so easy. Debbie, I went and got swabbed a couple times in my nose.
You texted me negative, which we already know you're negative. Yeah. You're a negative person. But you texted
Nelly.
Me negative NBD. No big deal.
Yeah. Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I'm so thoughtful.
What a guy.
I'm so thoughtful.
What a guy.
No, I do think I would have a hard time turning someone away. I also don't think it would be inappropriate. If you're hosting Thanksgiving or Christmas, to say, hey, folks, would you mind getting tested before you come?
Well, lucky you, I'm not hosting Thanksgiving. Aunt Deb will be making her way to Kaysville.
Bring your vaccination card.
And my sweet potato pie with the
which is the worst side ever.
Marshmallows on top. Great discussion.
Do you like sweet potato pie?
I love sweet potatoes. Straight ahead, in all seriousness, Maria Chaleos continuing to cover the closing arguments in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.